We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Zayin, which is the beginning of page Yud Aleph, the page following page number 20. Din Einam Yehudim Hamavim Ksovim B'Shabbos. These are the halachos about a non-Jew delivering a letter for a Jew on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sef Aleph, Sholeach Odom Igeres Biyad Einu Yehudi Afilu Bi'erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. A person can send a letter in the hands of a goy even on Friday right before Shkia. That is only assuming that they made a set price for the job that the goy is going to deliver this letter. They made a set price before, then he could send it even right before Shabbos. As long as he doesn't tell him that you have to go on Shabbos. So he just hires him to deliver the letter. He happens to give it to him right before Shabbos. That's fine. As long as he doesn't command him to do it on Shabbos, he really could do it whenever he wants. If he chooses to do it on Shabbos, it's not for the Jew, it's for himself. V'im lo katzatz, but if they did not make a set price, so then it depends. Ilo kfiya beidoar b'mosa, if there is no beidoar, which we'll see in a second what that is, there's no beidoar in the city that it's being sent to, aser l'shloach afilu miyom rishon. It will be aser to send this letter with the goy even on Sunday. Look in the parentheses what a beidoar is. Pirish, ish yadua, it's a known person, shekol ksav elov yuval, that every letter goes through him. He's like the postman. So the letter goes to that city that you want to deliver it to that man, and then he gives it out to the person who it should go to. So if they did not set a set price for the job, so then if there is no set postal man, like we're discussing over here in the city, then it's usher to send the letter even on Sunday, and we'll see why that is shortly. V'ikviya beidoar b'masa, and if there is a set beidoar in the city in which you're sending the letter, mishalchon afilu be'erev Shabbos, then you can send the letter even on Friday through this guy. V'hu shiyehei shehus b'yom kidei shiyuchal lagia lo bayis asomach lachoma. As long as there's enough time when you send him that he can reach the city, the closest house inside the wall of that city before Shabbos. So again, if you made a set price for the job, so then you can give it to him right before Shabbos. If you didn't make a set price, if there is no beidoar there, you can't send it ever, even on Sunday. If there is a beidoar, then you could send it as long as there is enough time before Shabbos that he can get into the first house of the city in which the letter is going. That is the Mechaber. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll explain everything, but first let's see the Rama. Says the Rama, V'yesh matir mafilu lo katzatz. Some are matir even if you didn't make a set price. V'afilu lo kviya beidoar b'masa. And even if there is no set beidoar in the city. So you have both things negative that the Mechaber required, even if you have neither of them. In mishalcho b'yom chamisha o kodem lachin. If you send them on Thursday or earlier, it will be okay. V'yesh lismoch alayu in tzrichim lakach. If there's a need, you can rely on this more lenient opinion that even if you didn't set a price, and even if there is no beidoar, as long as you're not sending it on Friday, you're sending it on Thursday or earlier, it will be permissible. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, and then we'll see some halacha lemaisa in the notes. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkatan Aleph, a person can send a letter in Igeres. Hu adin b'chol malachos. This halacha really applies to all kinds of malacha that you're giving a goy to do before Shabbos. Kishenosein lo ve'ein shehus l'gamro kodem haShabbos. Any job you're giving a goy, and there's not enough time to finish it before Shabbos, but inon dafka sheyiktzov lo domin ba'ad malachto. It has to be that you make a set price for the job, for the work that he's going to be doing. Da'oz adaite denafshe ka'ovid velo bishvil Yisrael. Then when the guy is working, he's working for himself. He's not working for the Jew. You told him. He told the cleaners, I'm giving him my suit for the cleaners, and when you clean my suit, I'm going to give you $10. So he's not doing it for you, because he's doing it for himself. He wants to get the $10. And that's going to be permissible, even if you give it to him right before Shabbos. As we will see clearly, and we reference this already many times, we'll see it soon, in Reishon Beis Sif Beis. So this halacha really applies to everything. Elanokar Igeres, but our siman over here mentions Igeres lashmeina to teach us the ilo katzatz. If you did not set a set price, velo kviya beidoar b'masa aser. And if there is no set postal man in that city, it will be aser kidemasik, like we see later on in the sif. Ve'atam kemosha kasavnu l'kamei. And the reason is going to be, as we will explain later, we didn't explain it yet. But any other vessels or items or money, if you send it through the hands of a goy on Erev Shabbos, hadin kimo b'chol malachos. There follows the rule of all malachos, ulakach afilu im lo kotzatz. And therefore, even if you didn't set a set price, If there is time still before Shabbos that it can reach the person that it's being sent to, mutter. And we're not concerned that maybe you won't find the person that you're sending it to in his house, and you'll have to search for him on Shabbos. So here already the Mishnah Berurah is giving a remez to what the problem is. The Mishnah Berurah tells us right over here that if you're sending anything but a letter, so it's okay. The only problem is if you're sending a letter, because the way a letter used to work is you would send it to this postal man. And therefore, if the postal man is not set, you're going to have to be looking for the postal man. You're going to be walking around on Shabbos. That's the concern. And we'll get into more about the concern later. But that's what the Mechaber is telling us, that the etzem, this halacha of giving a guy work to do with a set price, is mutter in every kind of malacha that you're giving him. We're only mentioning over here the letter for this chiddush, that in the case where you're sending the letter and there's no postal man, then you're going to get into problems, and we'll see more details coming up. But again, the first case of the Mechaber is that you can send the letter in the hands of the goy, even on Erev Shabbos, im chashecha, says in the Mishibur Sivkot and Beis, im chashecha sounds like it can mean after dark, hainu ba'ot shashem ezareach. This means while the sun is still shining. Not only do you have to give it to him while the sun is still shining before Shabbos, gam tzorich sheyetze ha'eino Yehudi mipesach beiso shel Yisrael kolam haShabbos. We also require, like we discussed a couple of shiurim ago, you have to make sure the goy gets out of your house before Shabbos, so it shouldn't look like he is doing the work for you, the hotzah, on Shabbos. Sifkotan Gimel says, ubilvad, that's going on that which the Mechaber says, as long as you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The im ha'eino Yehudi omar me'atzmo she'ilech b'Shabbos. If the guy on his own says, I'm going to go do it on Shabbos, leis lan ba, we're not concerned. Kevan sha'Yisrael lo omar lo zeh. As long as the Jew does not tell him to do it on Shabbos, even if the guy announces to the Jew, I'm going to do it on Shabbos, that's fine. The eino Yehudi adaiti denavshei ka'ove b'shvil schiruseh. The guy is doing it for himself. He wants to make his money, so he wants to do it as quick as possible. That's his decision, and therefore you're not responsible. It's 100% fine. But if you tell him to go on Shabbos, it is a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Dalid. Here's a very important Mishnah Berurah. We'll see a couple of notes. V'hu adin shelo yomar lo. Besides commanding him to go on Shabbos, you also can't tell him, re'ei shetehei shom biyom rishon o biyom sheni v'kayotzi bazeh. Make sure it gets delivered by Sunday or Monday. V'yadua, and you know, she'efsher lo liyo shom elim ken yelech b'Shabbos. You know it's impossible to get to that city by Sunday or Monday unless he goes on Shabbos. So in a roundabout way, you're telling him, go on Shabbos. That's ki'ilu, you're telling him to go on Shabbos. So you don't have to actually say, go on Shabbos. Even if you tell him, get it there by Monday, and the only way is by sending it on Shabbos. So it's, in essence, the same thing. It's a problem of sending him on Shabbos. If he says on his own, I'm going to go on Shabbos, that's fine. Let's look at note number three. Belimsor rechev lemosech shonochrin be'erev Shabbos. A person wants to give his car into a non-Jewish mechanic on Friday afternoon. So Koso b'shalos neshuvas or letzion. The Or Letzion writes, Sha'af im yodeya sheyeskenuhu b'shabbos. Even if you know he's going to fix your car on Shabbos, mutter lasos ken. You could still give it in before Shabbos. Kevon shekotzeitz domim alkach. Since you're setting a set price for the job, therefore you can give it to him right before Shabbos. Achein kol zeh b'tnai shelo yomer lehem sheretzono lekabel tzarechev l'achar haShabbos. As long as you don't tell him that you want the car after Shabbos, kigom b'motzei Shabbos o yom rishon, that you want it right after Shabbos or on Sunday, ba'ofen sheyodeya she'en heim yecholim l'saken es harecha b'zman kotzer kol kach elu imken yiskanu b'Shabbos. If you know it's a 6-hour fix to change the transmission, you give it to him right before Shabbos, you say, I want it back Motzei Shabbos 3 hours after Shabbos, so you're really telling him to work on it on Shabbos, that would be forbidden. But if you don't tell him when to work on it, then he just says he'll have it Monday morning, he can work on it Motzei Shabbos, he can work on it Sunday, even though you know he's probably going to work on it on Shabbos, that would be okay. But this would not be okay. Sha'oz nechshav ki'ilu omrehem l'saken l'b'Shabbos. Telling him you need it right after Shabbos and he won't have enough time to fix it unless he does it on Shabbos will be a problem. Ki'ilu, you're telling him to fix it on Shabbos.
Mefursim shel Yisrael, doesn't make a difference over there?
What?
If it's Mefursim, that it's Yisrael?
I don't think it's a problem because it's normally a ketzitza. That's the way you give over this job. People know that you're paying him by the job and he's doing it on his own. I don't think it would be a problem.
You keep saying about set price. What if you don't know how much?
So that's going to be the next year. You have to come back for the next year. That exact question.
You know you're going to pay.
You're asking a good question.
Cleaners, you know it's $10.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in the next year. Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Okay. Let's look at note number four. In note number four, he writes, "V'chein bizmanenu," and so too nowadays, "Hasholeach michtav mahir," one who's sending a quick letter, Doar Express. Express overnight service, FedEx. Lifnei HaShabbos, you want to send it on Friday. V'odeya b'vadei shelo yuchal ha-michtav lagia layad ha-mavukosh im lo yishalchu b'yom ha-Shabbos. You know, it can't possibly get there unless it's sent on Shabbos. Nechshav ka'omer sheyasu zos b'Shabbos. That's considered like you're telling them to do it on Shabbos. But, u'b'mokom tzarech gadol, if there is a great need, kasa b'shalos and shuvas minchas yitzlach sheyesh lahokil, that you can be lenient. Based on what the Shvus Yaakov writes, sheyesh lahokel badover, you can be lenient. Why? Kevan shesholeach hamichtav eino ba bedvarim hashaliach atzmo. Since when you're sending the overnight package, you're not speaking to the one who's going to deliver it himself. Elorak im hapikid hamikabel es hamichtavim. You're just speaking to the one in charge who's going to receive the letters. V'nechshav shvus l'shvus shemutel l'tzara gadol. Therefore, it's considered a shvus l'shvus. In a case of a tzara gadol, she'anochri sheholech b'shlichus eino holech adas Yisrael. Because the one who's going to actually go deliver the package is not doing it with you in mind, elo adas ha-pekid she'sholcho. He's one with the one who sends him in mind. So you're telling the pekid, who's telling the shaliach to go send it, and therefore that's a shvus shvus. It's telling one guy to tell another guy, and therefore that's grounds to be matir if it is a tzara gadol, because normally shvus shvus is aser, tzara gadol will be mutter. Tam nosav lahakel bedover. Another reason why we can be lenient. The Chelkas Yaakov writes, "Sheyesh lomar shekevan sheholeich hashaliach l'shloach mechtovim shel anoshim rabim." Since the delivery person who is going to Chicago to deliver the next day packages is sending a lot of letters to Chicago, ein hu nechshav keshlucho shel haYisrael dafka. You happen to be sending him one out of 3,000 letters that he's delivering to Chicago tomorrow, so he's not your shaliach. It's like we're going to see later on in that a goy lights a candle on Shabbos for himself. A Jew is allowed to benefit from it. A candle for one is a candle for many. One candle helps everyone out. So similarly over here, he's doing one delivery for everyone. So therefore, he's not considered your shaliach. And therefore, that's more another grounds to be lenient. Sheyesh lamed tzchus ala osim kein v'kibim lamed tzchus on the ones who are doing it. Mishum shametzias hi shelo tamid maspikim shluchei hadavar l'shloach asamichtavim ba'osu hayom. Another ground to be matir is the next day service is not always a guarantee that it's really the next day. V'lochein eina mishaleach nechshav kimitzave eshlucho lasos kein dafka b'shabbos. Therefore, even though you send an overnight package, it's not necessarily considered that you're asking to do it on Shabbos, because you know that sometimes it ends up not getting it the next day. It takes 2 days anyway. So those are halacha lemaisos that is what to rely on for these various reasons that we mentioned, to send a package overnight before Shabbos, and also the way we discussed it, giving in your car to the mechanic before Shabbos, as long as you didn't in any way insinuate that he should do it on Shabbos with Afka, these things would be permissible. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hey. So again, we said if you set a price, it's mutter to send it even right before Shabbos. If you didn't set a price, it depends on this Beidoar person in that city. We said if he's not Kavua, Hainu, Sifkat and Hey, She'eno Kavua, Tomid HaBeidoar, Ba'oso Ha'ir, Sh'nishtalach Sham. This postal man is not always set in the city in which you are sending the letter. Sometimes he goes away and he doesn't get a replacement, so there's not always someone available. Then it is usher to send it. Maybe the guy who is delivering this letter to the Beidoar person is not going to find him. And he's going to be searching after him and looking for him on Shabbos. Ulakach echmiru kuli hai, therefore they were so machmir. The choshashu lazeh binyaneinu, and they were stringent in our topic. Why? Dekevan sheksav yodo sheyisrael nosei. Sounds a little funny, but since the letter that he's sending has Jewish writing on it, v'nikir maisi Yisrael, it's clear as he's walking down the streets looking around for the Beidoa that he's holding a letter that's written by a Yid. Yomru b'shabbos nosen lo laholach, people are going to say that it was given to him on Shabbos to deliver. The imkain, if so, according to this, im nichtav aigeres b'chsav enim yehudim, if the Jew wrote the letter in the writing of the goyim, shari laholach afilu be'er Shabbos ubelo kotzas, it will be much more lenient, because then you don't have the hochshash. The hochshash is going to be looking around for the beidor on Shabbos, and people are going to see he's carrying a Jew's letter, but if it's not recognizable that it's a Jew's letter, It would be okay to give them even on Erev Shabbos, even without a set price. Kol sheyochol lahagia sham mivod yom, as long as he can reach while it is still there on Erev Shabbos, labayis rishon asamach lachoma, the first house beyond the wall of the new city, just like we were matir everything else, as long as it's possible that he can get there before Shabbos, it will be okay. So here would be the same thing. So the only stringency over here is that it's an item that's nicker that a Jew sent it to him, and he might not find the Beidoar, and therefore he's going to be looking around on Shabbos for him, holding this Jewish letter. People are going to look at it, and they're going to see, and they're going to think that a Jew gave it to him on Shabbos. So that is the concern over here. That's why we're discussing Dafka, a letter, and that's why it's a concern only if the Beidoar is not set. But if the Beidoar is set, as we'll see, so then you know he's going to find them before Shabbos, you don't have to worry about it. Sifkatan Vav, Aser Lishloach. In a case, again, when the Beidoar is not set in the city, it is Aser to send it even on Sunday. Kotav Ola Shabbos. Vinira de Koze Marikish Sholeach Ayedei Ha'eno Yehudi Liad HaBeidoar. This is only a problem, says the Ola Shabbos, if you're sending it in the hands of a goy to give it to the postal man. Avol, kesha'odo mishaleach igeres al-yodo l'chaveiro. But if you appoint the goy to be your messenger to deliver the letter to your friend, not to the beidoar, ein locho shema lo yimtzenu bebeiso she'ilech achra b'shabbos. There we don't have the concern. Only when you're sending it to the beidoar, if he's not in his place, you're going to be searching all over for him because you have to give it to the beidoar. But if you're sending it to your friend's house, if your friend's not home, they'll leave it in the house with his relatives. So we don't have the concern if you're sending it directly to the person himself. Vishari afilu bi'erev Shabbos v'lo kotzatz. In that case, you can give it to the goy even on Friday, even without making a set price. Kol sheyochol lagia shal mivod yom. Again, as long as you have that one stipulation that you can reach the place before Shabbos. V'chein note das morenu harav Rabbi Avraham miprag hamuva b'bach. So too is clearly the opinion of Rabbi Avraham miprag that's brought in the Bach. V'ayin shom sheherich umasik l'hokil b'zeh. He speaks at length and comes out l'maskona to be lenient. V'das ha'taz u'magen Avram. The Taz u'magen Avram argue. They hold the gam b'shulech igeres l'chaveru gam kein yesh chshash zeh. Even if you're sending the goy to deliver it to your friend, you have the same chshash. U'beferish Rabbeinu Chananel sheyotza ata l'or. In the new printing of the Rabbeinu Chananel, says the Chavetz Chaim, mucha ka'ola Shabbos. It's clear he goes like the Ola Shabbos, ayin shom, to be lenient. Mio, however, im omar le'enu Yehudi sheyelech l'shom v'yimser l'vnei beiso shel osu ha'ishim lo yimtzenu. But if you said explicitly to the goy, please bring this to my friend, and if he is not home, leave it in his house, l'kuli al-mashari, then even the Taz and the Magen Avram are going to agree that it's okay. Afivu bi'erev Shabbos, even if it's Friday, ubelo kotas, without a set price, kol sheyochol lagia lubayis rishon asaba lachom v'shir she'isham. So the Taz and the Magen Avram, who are machmir, they understood that delivering it to a person's house is the same problem. If he's not there, they might walk around and look for him. But if you charged him bedafka, if he's not there, leave it in his house, then everyone agrees there's no concern, and it's 100% to give it to the guy on Friday without a set price, as long as he can reach the first house in the city before Shabbos. But again, if there's no set beidoar, we said you can't even send it with a goy from Sunday. Says the Mishabura Sifkot and Zion. However, the hum derech karov, but if the city that you're sending it to is very close, kigo mahalach yom echad, like it's a day away, it's one day of travel, nirid da'af imu mishalcho b'yom sheni u'shlishi shari. So then it appears, even if the beidoar is not set, but you're sending it on Monday or Tuesday, it only takes a day to get there, that'll be fine. Sha'af shelo yimtzenu b'beiso, even if you don't find him in his house on Wednesday or Thursday, yeshlo shehus harbi l'alechis, you still have plenty of time to find him before Shabbos, and therefore we would not be concerned. That which we say will be usher, even on Sunday, if it's a 3 or 4 day trip, by the time you get there, it's already later in the week, then we're concerned that you'll be walking around on Shabbos looking for him. Then we said in the Mechaber, that if there is a kviyei beidoar in the city, you could send it even on Erev Shabbos, as long as he can get to the first house over the wall of that city before Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, Hainu sha'ish ha'mamuna alzeh kavua sham tamid, the person who's appointed over the mail is set there always. U'bichlalzeh humash akaran achshav postmaster. And included in that is what we call nowadays a postmaster, Sherogil Lios b'mekomos gedolim, that they normally have them in large cities, Shu omed al mishmar b'itim yaduim, and he sits at the mishmar at known times, l'kabel k'savim, to receive letters, u'l'shalchom la'ashayochim la'ksavim ahim, and to send them who they are shayach to. So then it's okay as long as you can get it to the closest house over the wall before Shabbos, Sivkot and Tes, samuch lachoma l'ir shenishtaloch shom, to the city which is being sent, Kolomer Lubayas Rishon Bibifnim, the first house inside the wall. If you look at note number 7, he says, why dafka the first house in the wall? Since this whole issue that we're discussing over here is only addressing an issue of the Rabbanon, therefore, if we don't know where the post office is, we don't know where the Beidor is, we can just assume, Golakula, it's a Savi de Rabbanon, we could say it's right over the wall, and therefore, as long as you have enough time to get there in Shabbos, before Shabbos, to the first house, we can assume that's when the Beidor is. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Shetolam Loma Sheish Nishlach Elov HaMichtov Gar Bebayis Osam Lachoma. We assume not the Beidor is there, but maybe the guy who you're sending it to lives right over there. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion, and Os Yuri writes that this idea is from the Magen Avram, that it has to be the Bayis Rishon inside. V'iya Beidor Yadua Loshu Bekotze HaAcher Shel Ha'ir. Let's say the postman that you're sending it to, you know he's on the further end of the city. So then, afilu im ha'ir mukav choma, even if the city has a wall around it, esher de tzarech sheyagia l'sham mibod yom. The Prima Gadim says it could be that there you have to have enough time that it can get by Shabbos, not like the Mechaber says to the first house, but it has to get dafka the Beidor, because the only heter is that we assume we don't know where the Beidor is, you can assume it's the first house, it's the Rabbanim. But if you know the Beidor is further, and you have no idea where the, or let's say you know the person being sent to also lives far away, or he has no idea where he lives, so then you certainly would have to send it with enough time to get to the later part, even though mitzad the carrying, he wouldn't be carrying in a place that's usher because there's a wall around the city. Still, since it's part of one big shlichus, you would have to make sure that you send it with enough time on Friday that he can get to the Beidor on the other end of the city before Shabbos would start. That is the end of the Mechaber. The Ramah then told us a much more lenient sheet of the Ramah, again said that there are those who are matir, even if you made no set price, even if there was no kvias of the Beidor in the city, as long as you sent it before Friday. You sent it Thursday or earlier, that is fine, and the Ramah says that we can rely on this if we need to. Says the Mishabura Sivkatanyu, Taimayu, their reason is, Dekevan shelo omar lo Yisrael behedya shileach b'Shabbos. Since again, the Jew did not tell the Goy explicitly to go on Shabbos, ein lesor ki'im samuch l'Shabbos. We should only answer it if he sends him close to Shabbos on Friday. Because in that way it looks like he's a shliach of Yisrael. It's a marisayin. V'amira le'ena Yehudi shus, and telling a guy to do something is an istad rabbanon. Afilu omar lo bi'erev Shabbos la'asas melacha b'Shabbos. Even if you told him on Friday to do melacha on Shabbos, that is going to be an iser of Amir al-Akum. And therefore, sending him on Friday looks like Amir al-Akum, and therefore it's a problem. Ava muflog min ha-Shabbos k'tzas. But a little further removed from Shabbos, like Thursday or even earlier, lo michsi ka'omer lo asei melacha b'Shabbos. It does not appear like you're telling him to do melacha on Shabbos. Ulefikach ein lasser ki'im b'yom erev Shabbos. And therefore, you should not answer it unless it is being sent out on Friday. Sifkotan Yeralfi says, afilu lo kviya. We said this is true that you could be matir if it's not a set price, and even if it's not, a kviya stick of beidor in the city. V'afilu yadua shelo yuchal lagia l'sham kodem Shabbos. Gam kein shari l'dei azu. Even if you know, this is the more lenient thing that the Ramah is telling us, says the Mishavura, that even if you know that the guy you're sending will not be able to reach there before Shabbos, it's also permissible according to the Shita, to kevan shu muflug min haShabbos. Since l'maisa you're sending him out on Wednesday or Thursday, you're not sending him out close to Shabbos, lo michsi kishlucho v'kanal. Does not look like you're shaliach, and therefore there's no problem aris ayin, and therefore it would be permissible to send him over there. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we'll continue with Sib Beis.